Moving on to item nine, and Tim Price is going to give us a review of our domestic equity target allocations and his recommendation of what to do with our core funding large cap.
Yeah, so this is just a follow-up from prior meeting when the board voted to terminate WHV. We talked about splitting that allocation among the remaining large cap core managers. WHV currently has a 3% target allocation, a simple splitting of that 1.5% each to PIMCO, Stocks Plus, and to Intec Large Cap Core is the recommendation. We also looked at the possibility of moving some of that out to growth and value, but we start to get up to very large allocations to those managers. I think the board has had a preference to keep things below 5% target allocations to any given manager. So the recommendation is a simple split of that 3% target equally to PIMCO and Intec Large Cap Core.
So moved to accept the recommendation.
Second.
All right, discussion. There's a motion on the floor.
So what is our real allocation to PIMCO since they're a holding group? And because I always thought when we were having them be a parking place,
yep,
that we didn't hold that as their stature, and yet we just seem to be slipping away. Part of the money, my understanding of parking place, is the money that it's parked with. That's just it. It's parked. It's not to be considered theirs to run. We're just trying to put it in the vehicle that's similar to what we actually intend to invest in. Isn't that how we do the REIT?
Yeah.
And all that. So I'm afraid we're kind of losing that as a parking place. So if we were going to split funds, shouldn't we identify what's the parking place money and make that separate?
We can. The difficulty there is timing and how much of it is going to be drawn at any one point in time. So what we've gotten to over the past couple of years is saying we understand that this is going to be a temporary target allocation, which may drop below that as we draw funds here.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to actually split it out, it would probably be about 2/3 of that target would be permanent money and 1/3 would be parking place money. However, we're never quite sure when the funds are going to be drawn there. We don't have control over when those funds are going to be drawn. So for purposes of the semi-annual rebalancing, we do need a target allocation there, understanding that a portion of it, an undefined portion of it, is permanent and an undefined portion of it is temporary.
But I'm thinking a manager who is a parking place should have an entitlement to know this is what I have to make, you know, a living, you know, what's their account. And I'm just thinking the parking place should be above it. I mean, parking places were supposed to be there for liquidity and such.
Yeah.
And I'm just afraid we're splitting the money, but on one of them we're saying it's a clawback at some point.
Yeah.
And the other one, it's yours to keep and work with.
And we had, I think if we go back 5 or 6 years, had in mind equally weighted large cap core allocations,
mm-hmm.
and we gave PIMCO a higher target than the others because we knew that a portion of it was temporary and
mm-hmm.
a portion of it was permanent. The reality is we never drew it down, and so they kind of perpetually had this higher allocation, and so we brought them in line where we said, I think this was in 2007, we brought them in line. So they'd be roughly similar to each other, understanding that the PIMCO one would be drawn down, then built back up. When we rebalanced, drawn down, built back up, because we weren't really getting down to that permanent number with PIMCO, and I think that was the thought process at the time.
So is that thought process with all the parking places?
It is. It is.
Okay, including the REIT one?
Including the REIT one. And the REIT one, we actually have designated a portion of it is permanent and a portion of it is temporary because we have better visibility there. That's really what it comes down to, is better visibility.
But it's the same vehicle, I'm saying. It's a parking place, and you're just telling me we got two different rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, inherent in this recommendation is that with PIMCO, about 2/3, maybe a little over 4%, is permanent, and this floating 1.9% or 1.5% is going to be not permanent. Is that a fair?
Yeah, and to Richard's point, why don't we designate it? The private equity tends to come in, it's not incredibly visible. We don't know when there are going to be big drawdowns and not. the real estate, we've historically had some better visibility on that one. And also a portion of that real estate was actually set aside for the real asset, so we knew exactly where that was going and when that was going.
But there is sort of a rhythm to it. If it's about two-thirds permanent and one-third, you're just going
to
cash out
the one-third
when
about
liquidity
it.
And is best.
And PIMCO is well aware of that. You know, their target, their long-term target is somewhat below this.
All right, there's a motion. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
So given that we're kind of bumping up against you know, a point where we don't really want to allocate any more, do we in the future look for another manager in this space?
In large cap core?
Yes. What were, yeah, WHVs?
That would not be my recommendation. I think we've felt like, if anything, there's probably a surplus of managers in domestic equity in general. Over time, we probably want to collapse that down a bit. But there's also been the board preference to keep target allocations below 5%, so those two are coming into conflict a bit. I think where we're going to see this probably erupt into a much broader conversation is next spring when Milliman does their next asset allocation study. And if they recommend a material increase or decrease to the domestic equity allocation, then we'll talk about some of the individual manager allocations.
In follow-up on Deborah's, is there, do you feel that we're missing a play in the market, in the equity market?
In the domestic
market? I didn't call WHV growth, it's like GARP manager, but yeah. Is there a sector that we don't, that
no.
The industry's recognizing that maybe we should consider?
No, I mean, if you wanted to argue for anything missing from domestic equity, it would be a slight underweight to mid-cap. I've had Milliman look at that. Over time, it's about a 2% underweight there. It's not a significant underweight.
Okay. But no big gaps.
There's no big gaps in domestic equity okay. At this point.
So really, just what you want is quality managers and maybe, instead of six, a fewer number.
Yeah, but we can take a look at that in the context of the asset allocation study.
How much money we give an individual?
Well, technically, it couldn't be lower than 5 without going in excess of 5%.
Well,
so
you and might change
those,
that
those two board goals are somewhat
pulse.
In conflict. Well, that's a conversation to be continued another day, I think.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Good questions. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Any objections? It passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And then our next show is...